Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, there you go. There's your contact. 746, 14 till 8. Sydney Torres joins us now, owner of IV Waste. How you doing, Sydney? CEO of IV Waste, yep. I should say.
Good morning. How you doing, Tom?
I'm all right. Your turn.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to go into the personal about him, you know, Troy Henry. But what I will say is Troy Henry doesn't own any of this type of equipment. He doesn't own mechanical street sweepers. He doesn't own flusher trucks. He doesn't own garbage trucks. You know, he doesn't have the experience in this type of field. Yes, he has mops and brooms that he got a contract at the airport for, you know, a couple of years ago. But in this contract here, he has never performed this type of work. He can't point to where he's performed this type of work, and he shouldn't have been selected. Now, let's talk about the things that have happened in between and why we got a contract here. We got an emergency contract because he didn't even get out the gate, and he's fighting with his subcontractors. And they're suing each other. So he's doing this, and he hasn't even started. What happens during Mardi Gras when you got mounds of garbage and you got to get these garbage trucks to come in and pick them up, and the subcontractor doesn't agree with the pricing with you? What are you going to do, sue him and just leave the garbage on the street? The same thing goes with the mechanical street sweeping and the flushing. This equipment and this type of work is not something that you can just give to somebody that's never performed it before. And then after he wins the contract, which is the craziest thing, which is absolutely insane, because I have the contract for 95% of the city, okay? Mm-hmm. We pick up almost 130,000 homes for recycling and trash in the city. We spent about $18 million to buy trucks. And when we asked the city to take out the cancellation for convenience, the 90-day cancellation for convenience, I have emails to prove this. The city attorney wrote back, said, it's a non-starter. We're not taking it out. We're not going to bind the next mayor coming in. We're not going to do it. If you want the contract,
Go back a second. What is that 90-day what?
90-day cancellation, meaning that the new mayor that comes in can say that the reason I say she, because her the poll numbers, but it, you know, things can change. But the bottom line is that he doesn't want that in there. The city didn't want it in there, and they specifically said, we're not going to do it. We're not taking out the cancellation clause. When you signed up for the bid, you agreed to these terms, okay? We'll have conversation, but we're not taking it out. Then he goes and gets a 50% bond reduction because he couldn't get his bond approved. He couldn't get an $8 million bond approved, and it's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. So he went in, and he said he wants to meet with the powers that be at the city, is what his email says. He wants to meet with the powers that be to get and negotiate to take an $8 million a year contract and get a 50% bond. How is that good for the taxpayers? They wouldn't let us do it. They didn't let Waste Pro do it. 50% bond, and then he comes and he wants, after he submits his invoice after 10 days, he wants to be paid 20 days earlier than everybody else. The city agreed to this, and then he raised his price $500,000 a year to $650,000 a year with the 50% bond taken out above everybody else. So, you know, a guy that's going to sit here and say all these things, he's not even in the garbage business. I've been in the garbage business since 2005, okay? I know what I'm doing. We have the experience. There's a reason why the French Quarter Business Association, there's a reason why the French Quarter residents, everybody is screaming, signing petitions. They're all upset about it. Look, if I don't get it, I'm not screaming or crying that I don't get it. I just think we're the best for the job. I live in the French Quarter, and I know what he's going to do. He lied to Newell Norman. He's negotiating with Clean Force. Clean Force is the company that had it for 15 years under KBS. They did a half-assed job, excuse my language, but that's why people were upset. He's got Clean Force coming back to run the street sweepers and the flushers. He doesn't own them. He's not going to buy them. And then he's got Richard's Disposal, which is going to do the trash and recycling. Now, remember, I took over Richard's area in Area 1 because there were huge issues with missed pickups for weeks and months. And so why are we going to do this? Why is the city going to do this? And why are they pushing so hard to do this? Because my opinion is, and we sent a letter to the mayor, our contract's still valid. The law requires the council to approve it. So So until the council cancels our contract, we're going to stay in there and we're going to continue to work and do what we need to do. And, you know, I'm the things that Troy Henry is saying, I would advise anybody who's interested in this to do a public records request on Jazzland to look at the airport contract that he has. I mean, these items that he's talking about, this guy does not have the experience in this field to do this type of work. And you're talking about the cash register for the city and the state. This is the most visited area. When people talk about New Orleans, they come to the French Quarter, they talk about the French Quarter, and yes, we have a lot of beautiful places here, but that's where they come, that's where the money's generated for the city and the state, and that's why people want us to stay. It's not just, I want to stay in there and continue to do the job. We are getting people from all over fighting for us, wanting us to stay in there and do the job.
Now, let me take a break, we'll pick it up, we come back, because I specifically asked Troy Henry yesterday, so you're telling me there was no emergency situation that existed for the contract to be canceled? And he said, yes, that's correct. There was no emergency situation. That's what led to your getting the contract. We'll talk about that when we come back. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Hi, 757, 3 till 8, talking to Sidney Torres about the controversy involving the French Quarter trash collection. We played a bite from Troy Henry. He was on yesterday. Sidney, I did ask him directly if he was saying that there was no emergency situation for you to be awarded the contract that you have now. He said no emergency existed. You're saying there definitely was an emergency, and the council said that as well, correct?
Absolutely, there was an emergency. I mean, he wasn't even out the gate after. First off, he shouldn't have been awarded a contract. It's like the fact that he can't point to one job that he has where he has mechanical street sweepers and a flusher truck and garbage trucks. He doesn't supervise a job like that. He doesn't have a job like that. So first off, he shouldn't even have been selected to get the job. If you look at the scoring, he has 100% points before you even look at pricing that he was given. But be that as it may, the emergency contract came into place because of the fact that he got in a fight, tried to get rid of his garbage provider, which was Richard's Disposal, before he even signed the contract. And so at the end of the day, they're fighting before it even gets started. So can you imagine during Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, busy weekend in New Orleans, where you have mounds of trash and you're the middleman and you don't own the garbage trucks and you don't own the street sweepers and the flusher trucks and you're having to negotiate with somebody else that has these sweepers? This is a fast moving pace down here in the French Quarter, and you've got to have control over all of your equipment. And there is not one job, one customer that he can point to where he can say he has ever done this type of work, street sweeping, street flushing, and garbage removal.
Let me go back real quick. We only have a minute left. So when the emergency was declared, had garbage begun to pile up, or did the city council anticipate that there was going to be a problem and that's when the emergency was declared? I'm trying to get straight on that.
No, it's very clear. What happened was is that the mayor knew that she had to go get approval from the council, because I asked why for a temporary contract do we have to go to the council. She prepared for it, and the mayor was ready to get an emergency contract with Super Bowl, Mardi Gras coming up, all the different events. And so she agreed to go and get an emergency contract with the council, with the district council member. That's why they went and got an emergency contract, because he was fighting with his sub before he even signed the contract.
So with you, that's what led to the getting the – they sensed trouble. That's what led – saw trouble. That's what led to the emergency contract with you, correct?
100%.
All right. Thank you, Sidney. Appreciate it. I'd love to get you both in studio in the 9 o'clock hour and have it out. I really would. We'll talk to Dr. Mae Scott when we come back. You've heard a lot about hormone replacement therapy, also about weight loss injections. We're going to get the lowdown on that when we return. Go spend an interesting hour and take your questions as well.